Well, hello there, my dear audience, my listeners. I hope everything and everyone is doing well. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss and talk about karma. In other words, what comes around goes around, yeah? Or what goes around comes around. Well, this story happened, almost 20 years ago, maybe 18 years ago, and it's such an incredibly clear instant explanation, in a way, of this concept of karma, or how you gonna experience something from both sides. So what happened is this. I had this amazing roommate when I was at the university. I think I was like 24, maybe 23, 24. I moved into this shared apartment and we became best friends. Okay. She was like my sister. We shared an apartment for approximately 10 years, I think 11 years. We lived in that same house for many, and then we moved together to a different one. We were really, really best friends. She was a Leo. I have a Leo rising. So there was a lot in common. She was really my sister. How is all this related? Of course, it has to do with a man. So sometimes around my mid-30s, yeah, I met this guy and we got tight. Yeah, we started dating. We were thinking about even moving in together, but we didn't. But he started to hang out at my place a lot, which is cool. We had a nice apartment, me and my roommate, yeah? We had a nice apartment and there was enough space. We both have our privacy. And this guy used to hang around and sleep over and whatever. Of course, he was my boyfriend. At least one or two times a week, he would sleep over. And my roommate usually didn't stay for the weekend because she had an ill father, so she always went home to take care of him for the weekend. So I had like the apartment from Thursday evening until like Saturday evening all for myself. And in addition, my boyfriend, so particularly, you understand, like almost all the week he actually spent with me. And this started to annoy my roommate. And I just couldn't understand what's the problem with it. Yeah, I was like, he's a nice guy. I have my share of the apartment. Like, what's the story? And then our relationship started to become more and more tensed because of this. She didn't like the idea. It wasn't personal against this specific guy. It was the whole concept of having another roommate. Yeah, it's like, now I'm sharing she was sharing her space with a couple, not just with a single woman, me. To make a long story short, our relationship became really, really tensed. Now, here there are two people, her and me. Both of us are stubborn, very. Ego comes in, of course. Just imagine all that Leo energy. And we couldn't stand each other anymore. Now, I'm talking about a friendship of more than a decade. It was really, all of a sudden, you know, and I stood my ground and she stood her ground. And we even got to the point that we only communicated through pieces of paper, notes left, this is what I want, this is what I need. It really became bad. And at the end of the day, I wanted her to move out. She didn't want to move out. To make a long story short, she did move out. And of course, I did break up with that guy. So I was kind of like, all right, this girl who was a sister, our relationship went just blew up. We couldn't stand each other anymore. And also this guy just wasn't the right guy, if there is such a term as right, because everything and everybody is right, yes? But he wasn't what I thought or what I was planning then. I'm talking almost 20 years ago, yeah? So there I was with a whole apartment for myself, because I managed to, at the end, get her out of the apartment that we rented together. Both of us were signed on the contract. And also the guy didn't move in with me. So I advertised and got myself a new roommate. And the funny thing is, about half a year into our new contract, into the lease with this new roommate, that she was a lovely girl, also Leo. Let me just just remember now. And she met a guy, and the guy started to hang out in our place. Once a week, there was a sleepover. Twice a week, there was a sleepover. Three times a week, there was a sleepover. And I found myself in the exact same situation that I had, but from the other side, yeah, from the receiving side of this whole conflict of all of a sudden having roommate number three in the house and the same issue. And I was blamed by being jealous, and I was blamed by being, intolerant and not compassionate. And what the hell is wrong with me? Because all of a sudden, you know, it's not just my space, it's also her space, and she has the right to bring whoever she wants. And these were like exactly the same words, the same feelings, the same sentences, the same accusations also that I said to my old roommate just like a year before. It was hilarious. I didn't really, you know, when you're in the midst of something, you don't necessarily stop and think. And also that was quite a few years ago. I was in the beginning of my journey of self-discovery and self-awareness. And of course, this whole concept of karma. But you know, it does make you think. So to make a long story short, how it ended is after me and this new girl, me and this new roommate, kept on fighting about, can this guy sleep over here? Or who should he? Or can he? Or how often can he sleep over? I felt my privacy was invaded and even violated, and I just didn't like this whole thing. So I got to experience this issue from both sides. First, I was the one giving the karma, if you want to say it like that. And then very shortly, like a year after, I was on the receiving end of the exact same scenario, which is ridiculous. It's like really crazy if you think about it. So karma as a concept, and I'm sure that you're familiar with the sentence, yes? What goes around comes around, and karma is a, don't make me say it, yeah? It was such an instant reminder of how our stories actually go, how this whole concept of the universe works, how we gotta learn and experience human emotions, human situations, human interactions in our lives, and like really the immediate result of getting it back. It's like you give a certain energy, a certain situation, yeah, you are the one providing this. You are taking the active part, the one side, one part of this scenario. You're playing a certain role. And very shortly afterwards, it turns around and you're on the receiving end. And it makes you think, because at the end of the day, this is like the whole idea of the human experience. Yes, to have the experience. So the funny thing is that I lost the best friend I had because of this situation. And of course, you know, no such thing as losing, because it was obviously our time was up. I couldn't find the resolution. I was very, very stubborn in my own hurt and pain. And how can you do this to me? And then very shortly afterwards, I got to experience what she experienced. We barely met, I think maybe once or twice afterwards by accident on the street. And she, there was barely any communication. Like, we really hated each other. It got to the level of we couldn't stand each other. And that's like so funny, because from being fast best friends for over a decade, tuck, there came a trigger and everything blew up. Everything. It's like it never existed. It's like I couldn't, she couldn't, we couldn't look at each other. We couldn't, it's really crazy. So there ended this amazing friendship. And really, it's this whole story is just about the experience of instant karma, if you want to call it like that. So if you have stories that are like this, where you got to experience both sides of a certain experience, where you got to play the role of X and then be the on the receiving end of the same certain role that you played previously, share it with me. These stories are fascinating. How it actually happens, how we create our own, you know, life as it is. And if you're new to this podcast, you can just click on the button to follow. If you enjoy my stories, it's so easy. Or share it with your friends who you think would enjoy listening to these stories. And of course, you're welcome to visit my website, 50 Plus Goddess, read more, check out the blogs, check out whatever you wish to check out. And I would like to wish you the best. And until next time, I'd like to say, yeah, namaste. And remember, what comes around goes around. Bye for now.